Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are three Green County High School students, as we're going to be talking about an upcoming fundraiser for the eventual prom that'll be happening here later on this year. And so if you wouldn't mind, ladies, by introducing yourselves, tell us who you are and what position you have with the Junior Class Student Council.
I'm Natalie Heipel. I'm a secretary in Student Council.
I'm Olivia Shannon, and I'm the president.
My name is Bella Schroeder, and I'm the vice president.
All right, so first of all, Natalie, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about your upcoming fundraiser that you've got going on Friday night.
We'll be having a chili supper this Friday, January 14th, at the high school from 5 to 8. So there will be chili, a cinnamon roll, and a drink, and it is free will donation. We accept walk-ins.
And so, Bella, on the second part of this type of thing, obviously, you know, you'd like to have everybody come here for your chili supper in person, but some people will still like to help you out, but probably in a different mode. Can you tell us what you got planned for those that can't be here in person?
So there will be a carryout option available, but that will only be from 5 to 7, and it'll be on the north side of the building. We'll have students take the chili and the meal and carry it outside for you so you don't have to get out of your car.
And then, Olivia, obviously, this isn't just one thing that you're doing for your fundraiser. You've got another thing that you'd like to try and help folks out with, at the same time raising funds for a very important aspect that you all do.
Yes, so in addition to the chili supper, we will also be selling Ram Pura Vida bracelets at the game on Friday night to raise money for prom. Pura Vida is just a brand, and they're thread bracelets. They're not jewels, but thread bracelet, and they're red, white, and black. The bracelets cost $8 a piece or $15 for two.
Obviously, this is the one annual thing that you all do in preparation for the junior senior class prom that's coming up later this year. Can you tell us a little bit about, just the importance of everybody coming out on Friday and helping you support? And maybe you can share a little bit about why you chose that particular date for this Friday.
We chose the 14th to do the chili supper because it is the Hall of Fame induction and also a mega night for basketball. So we knew there'd be a lot of people drawn to the school that day. And in addition, Roland Story is the team we are playing, and their colors are red and black as well. So we hope that they will purchase chili and the bracelets.
Bella, can you tell us a little bit about your plans for prom that you've got underway right now, and just kind of tell us, you know, how that's been going?
So our theme so far that we've all come up with is around the world, and it's going to be each table kind of be set in a different country or just location around the world, and we're going to try to, like, honor those places with candy from that country or just things that fit it, and it's all about travel. And prom is going to be April 9th at the Event Center in the casino.
Natalie, what do you think about this year's prom theme and just the details that you've got started so far within your junior class officers?
I think a lot of people are excited because our first year we couldn't have prom, and last year not so many people came just because of COVID again. So this year hopefully we'll have a lot of people come. We picked a good theme, and I think they'll be really excited for it.
Now, Olivia, can you tell us a little bit about having gone to prom last year, what that experience was like, and trying to return back to some sort of normalcy, considering the fact your freshman year you weren't even allowed to have a prom?
Yes. So last year, prom was, I didn't have anything to compare it to, but it seemed pretty normal to me. We were all able to dance together, eat together, and didn't have to do any social distancing, and we're still able to do a lot of the fun activities that prom's known for. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that again this year and help planning it.
And as we wrap up our program here, Natalie, if you wouldn't mind telling us again, just reminding us when your junior class chili supper fundraiser is going to be held and all the information with that.
It is this Friday, January 14th at the high school from 5 to 8. There's also carryout available from 5 to 7 on the north side of the building, and it is a free will donation. The proceeds will go to the prom fundraiser.
What's included with your chili supper again?
There will be chili, a cinnamon roll, and a drink provided.
And finally, Olivia, tell us a little bit about, again, and reiterate for us another incentive for folks, as you're going to be not only doing chili, but you're also going to have some fine attire for people to strive for, to pay for.
On Friday night, there will be Ram bracelets being sold. They'll be sold for $8 or 2 for $15, and we hope that you will be there and can help support our junior class and prom.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Olivia Shannon, who is the president of the junior class, along with Bella Schroeder, who's the vice president, and Natalie Heipel, who's the secretary, talking about Friday night's chili supper fundraiser for this year's junior-senior prom that'll be happening on April 9th. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.